Our psalm of the month and our psalm meditation today will be on Psalm 74. You can follow along in your Psalter or in your Bible. Now read this psalm in its entirety. Psalm 74, a contemplation of Asaph. O God, why have you cast us off forever? Why does your anger smoke against the sheep of your pasture? Remember your congregation, which you have purchased of old, the tribe of your inheritance, which you have redeemed, this Mount Zion, where you have dwelt. Lift up your feet to the perpetual desolations. The enemy has damaged everything in the sanctuary. Your enemies roar in the midst of your meeting place. They set up their banners for signs. They seem like men who lift up axes among the thick trees. And now they break down its carved work all at once with axes and hammers. They have set fire to your sanctuary. They have defiled the dwelling place of your name to the ground. They said in their hearts, "Let us destroy them together." They have burned up all the meeting places of God in the land. We do not see our signs. There is no longer any prophet, nor is there any among us who knows how long. O God, how long will the adversary reproach? Will the enemy blaspheme your name forever? Why do you withdraw your hand, even your right hand? Take it out of your bosom and destroy them. For God is my King from of old, working salvation in the midst of the earth. You divided the sea by your strength. You broke the head of the sea serpents in the waters. You broke the heads of Leviathan in pieces and gave him as food to the people inhabiting the wilderness. You broke open the fountain and the flood. You dried up mighty rivers. The day is yours and the night also is yours. You have prepared the light and the sun. You have set all the borders of the earth. You have made summer and winter. Remember this, that the enemy has reproached, O Lord, and that a foolish people has blasphemed your name. O, do not deliver the life of your turtle dove to the wild beast. Do not forget the life of your poor forever. Have respect to the covenant, for the dark places of the earth are full of the haunts of cruelty. O, do not let the oppressed return ashamed. Let the poor and needy praise your name. Arise, O God, plead your own cause. Remember how the foolish man reproaches you daily. Do not forget the voice of your enemies. The tumult of those who rise up against you increases continually. As you can tell, the setting for this psalm is a very dark setting. There are enemies within the city of God, and not just within the city, but in the temple itself. They have set fire to the temple, and they are using their axes and their mallets to bring down the temple in destruction. The setting of this psalm is probably the destruction of the temple by Babylon as they brought Jerusalem down and took the people into captivity. The first verses 1 through 8 of this psalm are very descriptive of how terrible of a thing that this was for the children of God. But as terrible as that was, verse 9 points out something even worse. In their captivity, in their being taken away from the temple of God, it says that there is no longer any prophet, nor is there any among us who will tell us how long. We do not see our signs. As troubling as the destruction of the temple was, the silence of God in midst of that tribulation was even worse. See, the prophets of God spoke for the Lord. In the Old Testament, the prophets were the ones who warned of impending judgment, but also who assured of God's covenant love. They're ones who confronted and convicted the people of their sin. But they're also ones who would remember God's mercy to the people. And so the people of God would depend upon the prophets for God's word spoken to them. Without a prophet, it suggests that God is silent. We do not see our signs, nor is there any among us who knows how long. That how long is probably referring to the captivity in which they were under trial. And so the question is a very piercing one. How long will we be separated from the means of grace that God has given, from the temple itself where God's name was revealed to us and God's mercy? And so the psalmist goes directly to the Lord and asks in verse 10, O God, how long? O God, how long? How long will the adversary reproach? And it's good to see where the psalmist turns in the midst of this trial. From this point on out, he remembers God's word and his acts from of old. He remembers who God is. The psalm recounts that he is a creator. He's the one who set the difference between the night and the dark, the summer and the winter. This is the creator God. He remembers that God is the redeemer of the Exodus. He's the one who divided the seas and brought us through on dry lands. He remembers that God is our king from of old. And he requests something of God. He requests God, remember the covenant, O Lord. Remember your promises. Deliver us from our enemies. He uses a very touching phrase, in fact, in verse 19. Do not deliver your turtle dove to the wild beast. Now, the psalmist had described God's power even over the great sea creatures, smashing their heads of the Leviathan and giving them as food. But instead, the people of God are like a turtle dove, are gentle, and ask God to be gentle with them. He also asks God to arise and to plead your own cause. In the setting of the Babylonian captivity, you can understand where this psalm would rise right out of the hearts of the people who were experiencing this trial. The silence of the prophets would have been deafening, and they would have longed to meet with God. For us today, this has special significance because God has remembered his covenant. God has remembered his people. He sent his own Son, Jesus Christ, to redeem us and to deliver us. He is indeed our King from of old, and he is our King today, having sent the King of Kings and Lord of Lords to redeem us from our sins. And even more than that, in the context of this psalm, we know that God sent Jesus to speak, to reveal. God is not silent and has not been. Christ came to fulfill the office of prophet. He came to fulfill and to confirm the Old Testament scriptures and then to lay out the gospel in his person and work, which is recorded in the New Testament. Christ, as the great prophet, priest, and king, has come and has ascended on high. And he has given his word in scripture and the illumination of his Holy Spirit so that we may hear God. He warns and instructs and assures and comforts through his word. God has remembered his covenant. He is not silent. He has given us Christ. May that be your meditation throughout this month as you think about Psalm 74. Let's sing together the first portion of this psalm. The A selection is an unknown tune to us, but is an easily learned one. I've asked that we hear it one time through first before we sing it. Please stand to praise God.